You're listening to the AHTB Cereals and Aussies podcast. Highlights from your arable levy organisation.
Hello, I'm Daniel, an arable analyst at AHTB. Recently I've been looking at crops planted and which crops farmers intend to plant across the UK for harvest 2018. All of this data comes under our annual Early Bird Survey, which is collated in conjunction with the Anderson Centre. The survey this year was much larger than previous years, covering almost 492,000 hectares. That's 87% larger than the area covered last year for the 2017 crop. We anticipate that the investment to make the survey larger will make it more robust and build on the accurate results of previous years. Compared with the provisional results released in November, the final results include information on an additional 16,000 hectares. These factors, along with the inclusion of DEFRA's final estimates of the 2017 crop areas, have contributed to changes between the provisional and final forecasts of the 2018 harvest area. Looking to the results, the big headline is that we expect a strong return to oilseed rape for harvest 2018, with the area predicted to rise by 11% to 622,000 hectares, although still relatively low compared to the 2012 high. We've seen the greatest rise in eastern England, where our provisional figures show an increased area of 40%. What could be the reason for this uptake? Well, the autumn 2017 establishment period was much more favourable, with higher moisture and less flea beetle damage than 2016, when oilseed rape had relatively high crop failure rates. Therefore, at this early stage, less has likely been written off compared to a much larger area in the previous 2 years. The increase observed in oilseed rape area from last year will also likely be a result of better prices and therefore improved comparative gross margins against other break crops, making oilseed rape a good rotational fit this year. In regards to wheat, our largest crop in terms of area, the survey shows that on a national level, it looks like the area of wheat will fall for the fourth consecutive season. We're looking at a 2% drop from the estimated 2017 area to 1.75 million hectares in 2018, with reduced wheat plantings expected across most regions in the UK. The winter barley area in the UK is anticipated to fall by 10% from 2017 levels to 382,000 hectares for harvest 2018. This will be the third consecutive year of declines in the winter barley area. The fall is largely driven by reduced areas in the east and Yorkshire and the Humberside, but also proportionally large declines in Scotland and the northwest. The picture is different for spring barley, however. We're looking at the fourth consecutive year of increased spring barley area, probably as a result of the fall in winter barley and wheat areas. Nationally, the area of spring barley is expected to increase by 7% to 804,000 hectares in 2018, with most areas continuing the trend of opting for spring over winter barley varieties. As well as offering weed control benefits, spring barley can perform similarly to winter barley in terms of yield, but with lower production costs. Also, we have seen that bushel weights have been a problem for some winter crops in recent years, and this may have helped push farmers into planting spring barley. Wet areas such as western and northern England, but also Scotland, tend to see proportionally larger increases in spring barley area. Nevertheless, it's important also to stress that the figures for spring crops such as barley are purely based on intentions and therefore could change before physical planting occurs. Lastly, the early bird survey shows that we could see an increase in the national oat area for harvest 2018, rising by 4% to 167,000 hectares. It's important to mention here that spring oats are yet to be planted, therefore increased uncertainty exists regarding the forecast national figure. For more information, please visit cereals.ahdb.org.uk/markets.